Yes, and you know, I would like to ask, sino ba sa inyo rito, you were here last week, on our first week, okay, and nag-enjoy naman kayo, okay, and before we move on, before I start with my message, I would like to acknowledge, maybe this is your first time na invite kayo, o kaya na bribe kayo, na blackmail kayo, pag hindi ka pumunta, hindi kita papakopya. Ay, wala namang ganun, okay? So, if this is your first time, we would like to welcome you. Meron ba first time you were just invited by your friends? Sabi, niloko ka, may libreng dinner, ganyan. So, I hope na mag-enjoy kayo for tonight. And I'm sure a lot of us will learn a lot of things. But before we start, I'd like to start with a game. Okay lang ba yon? So the game goes like this. I'll be showing famous lines from the movie or from movies. And sasabihin nyo sa akin kung ano yung title. Pero dapat tatakbo kayo sa harapan para sabihin sa akin kung ano yung movie. And you will be getting a prize. Ang prize mo ay cellphone accessories na life box.
Oh.
Okay? And I think one person will get one ba? Kanina tatlo eh. Tatlo ba? Okay, tinipid niyo iba. Pero yung mic. Okay, let's show the first line. Okay? Ayan, sabi niya, sana ko pa din. Ako na lang. Ako na lang ulit. Ay. Teka lang. Ah, sige, dalawa kayo. Dalawa. Okay. Teka lang, di ba ako tapos? Teka, dyan muna kayo ha. She loved me at... Teka, dito ka muna bro. Sabi dyan, she loved me at my worst and you had me at my best. At binaliwala mo lang. Okay, mahaba. Okay? So, anong movie?
One More Chance.
Okay, anong movie?
One More Chance.
Okay, anong school mo?
PSBA po.
Yun, PSBA! Anong pangalan mo?
Gino po. Gino,
ikaw naman. Anong school mo?
UST.
Yon, UST. May mga taga-UST ba dyan? Okay, anong name?
Ina.
Ina. Okay, ngayon, para makuha niyo yung prize, kailangan niyong sabihin yung line. Okay? Siyempre, ikaw si Basha. Okay? Tapos, siyempre, ikaw naman si Popoy. Okay? May isa pa ba tayong mic? Ha? Pakihawak. Yan. Isa pang mic. Ito na lang. Ayan. Medyo memorize nyo naman yata, no? Mukhang alam na alam nyo eh. Kakalabas pa lang, talagang nagtakbuhan na kayong dalawa dito eh. Okay? Pwedeng tumingin sa line para hindi nyo makalimutan. Alright. Likes! Okay, quiet ha, quiet. Made feelings ha? Kailangan yung parang one more chance. Camera! Action!
Sana ako pa rin.
Gang!
Ako na lang ulit.
Ay, ka naman.
She had me at my worst. She had me at my best. But binaliwala mo lang lahat ng yun.
Yeah!
Popoy, yun ba talaga ang tingin mo sa akin? I just made a choice.
And you chose to break my heart.
Yon! Palakpakan naman natin! Grabe! Thank you, yung prizes nyo. Paikuha na lang sa kanila. Alright! Grabe, no? Okay, next film. Dapat nagpa-picture, di ba lang sila nakaganan, ano? Okay, so... Next line. After all, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Okay. Meron ba? May matapang ba? Ano? Bilis! Ano? Siya na lang. Okay. Anong name?
Rain.
Tapos anong school?
UP.
Yun. Okay. Anong movie?
Kimidora.
Actually, yung Kimidora, remake na lang siya. Pero may pinanggayahan talaga siya. Okay? Oh, ikaw, isa, naunaan ka tuloy. Ikaw kasi eh. Sige, anong name?
Aisel.
Aisel from what school?
Kalumpang National High School.
Ah, yun. Palakpakan naman natin. Okay, anong movie?
My Valentine Girl.
My Valentine Girl? Actually, hindi pa rin eh. Nanggaya lang. Okay, sige. Baka para sa'yo talaga to. Okay, anong sagot na lang?
Notting Hill!
Okay, dapat sasabihin mo yan, ha? Okay, with feelings then. Okay? Lights! Camera! Action!
After all, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Yun! Okay. Yun yung mahiyain na version. Okay, so, Notting Hill. And last but not the least, okay? So, ito yung line. Mahal mo ba ako dahil kailangan mo ko? O kailangan mo ako dahil mahal mo ako? Oh, ikaw na! Okay. Anong school?
PSBA.
Okay, PSBA na naman. Anong name mo?
Bench.
Yon, Bench. Oh, sige, anong movie to?
Milan,
okay. Sige, Bench, pwede mo ba kami bigyan ng sample? Ready? Ay, wala ko pala. Lights, camera, action!
Mahal mo ba ako? Dahil kailangan mo ako? O kailangan mo ako dahil mahal mo ako?
Yo! Okay, palakbakan naman natin si Benj sa kanyang kahihiyang ginawa. Ayan. Okay, grabe mga pangangailangan ng mga tao ngayon, no? Lahat gagawin. Kahit na ang daming tao. Anyway, this is our second installment for our series, which is entitled Insta Love. And last week, we've learned from Pastor Jeff that real love is initiated by God. Kung totoong love yan, dapat si Lord ang nag-initiate niyan. Okay, if it's not God, then maybe it's not real love. Okay, we also learned from him that, sabi niya last week, real love should be pleasing to God. Kasi nga, since it was initiated by God, dapat in your relationship, siya yung napi-please. And then lastly, we also learned from him that real love is laying down one's life. So that was last week, and today, we'll be talking about another topic, which is entitled, Friends with Benefits. Okay? Sino sa inyo rito, pinanood niyo yung movie? Yan. Sana, ano? Hindi niyo tinataas yung kamay niyo. Okay? So, I did not watch that movie. I heard, ano, medyo iba daw, pero I just heard, okay? Pero kung napanood niyo na, okay, I will not condemn you, okay? Hopefully, wag niyo nang ulitin, okay? So, anyway, friends with benefits. So, basically, it is a kind of relationship, okay, na walang commitment, pero may benefits, okay? In short, parang MU, okay? Alam niyo ba ibig sabihin ng MU? Okay? Malanding ugnayan. Yeah. Okay? Walang commitment. Okay, hindi mo alam kung kayo, pero parang kayo. Di ba? Sa mga babae, I don't know for you, pero for some women, sometimes they benefit from that. Okay? May mga iba, gusto nila kasi meron silang security, guard, di ba? Lagi may tagahatid, may tagalibre, okay? Meron nagtitext sa kanila ng mwama, chup-chup, loves you, di ba? I miss you, di ba? I love you, di ba? Tapos, may tagabuhat ng bag nila, di ba? Kahit pouch lang naman, di ba? Late-late lang, no? Buhatin ko na. Di ba? Snatcher pala, eh, no? Kala mo, KMU mo, no? Snatcher pala. Pero you know what? Friends with benefits, really is it's in Urban Dictionary. I have three meanings here, and I think some of us, or maybe most of us, will be able to agree and relate with this. Yung una is friends with benefits are two friends who have a sexual relationship without being emotionally involved, without any kind of commitment. Friends by day and sex partners by night. Okay. Yung iba pwedeng interchangeable, okay? Sa gabi sila friends, okay? So, number two friends with a very casual dating relationship. which involves make-out sessions without commitment. And yung last is, it is any kind of relationship that can only be categorized as being between friends and partners. In short, hindi mo alam kung nasaan sila. Friends tayo, hindi. Partners tayo, hindi naman kasi hindi naman sila mag-boyfriend. In short, it's just complicated. Okay? So, sino sa inyo rito, meron kang kakayalang ganun, pero hindi ikaw yun. Hindi ikaw yun. Yan. May kakayala ka lang. Okay? Sabi mo sa kakayala mo, para sa'yo to. Diba? Katabi mo pala eh, no? Para sa'yo to, makinig ka. Okay? Okay. You know, even as we talk about relationships today, we'll be talking about love relationship today. And you know what? It's sad that there are relationships today. Yes, they say that they love each other, but they commit this cold thing, sex, kahit na hindi pa sila kasal. And worse, okay, may mga iba, hindi naman sila talaga, mas worse pa dun sa isa, pero they are still doing this, even they are just quote-unquote friends. Okay? Kasi nga, even in our relationships today, in our, kumbaga sa society natin ngayon, it's expected already. Diba may mga ganong notion na kunwari, meron kang ka-relationship, tapos, tinanong kayo, gano'n na kayo katagal, sister, di ba? Tapos, ang sagot mo, mga 2 years, gano'n. Tapos, ang tanong sa inyo, ano na nangyari? May nangyari na ba sa inyo? Wala pa. Shut up! Imposible, di ba? So, parang ngayon, di ba? It's expected that if you are in a relationship, okay, you must be doing something. Kasi nga, kung hindi, weird yun. Diba? Lalo na sa mga lalaki, parang naka-first base ka na ba? Home run na nga eh, diba? So parang, it's a normal way, okay, it's a normal thing, it's a notion today, but basically, okay, it is not right. Okay? And you know what? Part of the reasons why these are happening is because we are living in a sexually saturated generation. Okay? Kahit saan ka tumingin, kahit saan mo ibaling yung mata mo, kahit saan ka makinig, basically, we are bombarded with this kind of things. Okay? Even if you look to magazines today, okay, sa Men's Health, di ba? Pero ang picture talagang, di ba? Talagang... Yan yung pangarap niya actually eh. Sige, pakitanggal na, marami na umay eh. Okay? So basically, sa Men's Health, okay, ang ano lang naman, ang gusto mo lang makita how to be healthy, pero, okay, you see those kind of pictures. And even in newspapers, where we read the news, know about the government, and basically, there's a portion there that talks about sex. Alright? In movies, di ba? Okay, kahit anong kind of movies ngayon. Di ba, may vampira na in love sa tao, tapos, you know, those kind of things. Di ba? So basically, ayan, may picture pala, no? And even in books, if you search in Google, okay, today, there are 2 billion articles, blogs, books about sex. It's just so rampant and so normal. Even in cartoons, di ba? Na parang, okay, may mga pamangkin ako, dalawa sila, na mga young girls, and they always watch cartoons. And as an adult, di ba, parang secured ako na hindi sila mabobombard kasi cartoons naman. Pero nowadays, if you look in the movies, cartoons, you will see kissing, okay? Medyo hindi malaswang tignan kasi hindi naman sila totoong tao. Pero they open the minds of the young people. Okay? It's becoming a norm. That's why they are growing up, sobrang normal na lang sa kanila yon. As a matter of fact, okay, nowadays, the word love and sex is interchangeable. Or it's equated already. Parang love equals sex. Okay? Kung mahal mo ko, dapat okay lang sa'yo na gawin natin to. Or, gawin natin to kasi mahal naman natin ang isa't isa. Alright? So, yung iba sa inyo, talagang hindi kayo yun, yung kay kakilala nyo lang. Okay? So, pakisabi na lang sa kanya to. Okay? So, I'd like to read in 1 Corinthians, okay, chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. I'm reading from an NLT. And if you have your Bibles with you, it's okay if you will bring it out, if you will read with me. Maybe magkaiba lang ng version yung Bible natin kasi basically most of you are using NIV, pero it's just the same. And for some of you na wala pang Bible, I encourage you to purchase and buy one. And I encourage you to buy an expensive Bible. Because when you buy an expensive Bible, manghihinayang kapag hindi mo binasa. Di ba? Sayang naman, mahal-mahal nito. Nakatabi lang sa altar, may nakabukas lang na isang page, di ba? So parang you will be encouraged to read. Alright? And for some of you na hindi na kailangan kasi memorize na, grabe, I salute you. Congratulations. Okay? So, I'd like to read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. In verse 13, you say, food was made for the stomach and the stomach for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our bodies. Can we all pray as we continue? Lord, thank you, God, for this message, for this word. And I pray that all of us will learn, and not just learn, but Lord, may we apply it in our lives, because Lord, we will understand that it is pleasing to you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. In verse 12, it says there, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. Okay? Ano ba yung mga bagay na okay lang naman gawin, pero pag ginawa mo siya, okay, lalo na kung sobra, hindi na siya okay. Okay? Maybe for some of us, it's just plainly eating yung mga taba. Di ba? Sino ba sa inyo dito, pag yung grupo kayo, tas akin yung lahat ng taba, ah. Okay? Barbecue, akin lahat yung nasa dulo, ah. Okay? Pag umu-order ka, ate, papa, ano, special request. Lahat po ng taba lang itutusok nyo. Okay? So, maybe you're that kind of person. Ang breakfast mo, sisig, di ba? Ang lunch mo, di ba, lechon. Tapos yung hapunan mo, liempo. Tapos sa gabi, bag, nagising ka pa, midnight na mo, chicharon, di ba? So, grabe na, no? So, ang moto mo, okay lang yan. Mamamatay din naman lahat, di ba? So, una-unahan lang yan. Di ba? Not just eating, pero for some of us, okay, yung iba sa inyo, sabi, okay lang naman daw hindi gawin. Okay, maybe for some of you, hindi ka minsan naliligo, di ba? Sino sa inyo rito, may katabi ka na mukhang naligo? Yun. Grabe, no? Kung hindi siya, hindi siya naligo, sabihin mo, okay lang, mukha lang naman eh. Di ba? Pero alam ko, naligo ka. Okay? Or maybe for some of you, hindi siya pagligo. Maybe for some of you, sa sobrang in love mo, hindi ka na makatulog sa kakaisip sa kanya. Di ba? Sa kakatext, sa kakachat, kakaintay ng text at chat. Di ba? Hindi ka na natutulog. Di ba? Tapos tinanong ka, bakit ba hindi ka na natutulog? Tapos ang sagot mo, kasi I don't want to miss a thing. Yun, grabe. Talaga naman. And for some of you, okay, pagkain, hindi lang yan. Pero maybe for some of you, hindi ikaw ah, pero yung kakilala mo, okay, smoking, okay, naninigarilyo, okay, or maybe may bala ka palang manigarilyo, I have good news for you. Okay? Mayroon akong good news sa mga naninigarilyo. Good news, sabi dyan, to all smokers, the International Tobacco Syndicate, on its golden anniversary, wishes to invite smokers of all ages to join its biggest anniversary sweepstakes. Draw where every smoker is a sure winner. All smokers have the chance of winning the following major prizes. Grand prizes. A brand new cancer. Bronchial infection. Goiter. Sinusitis. Migraine. Cerebral tumor. Paralysis. Hypertension. And asthma. Second prize. Special hepatitis. Meningitis. Bronchitis. Third prizes, colored TB, emphysema, okay, arteriosclerosis, gingivitis, rheumatism, heart disease, and lung cancer. You can also have a chance to win consolation prizes such as tartar deposits, bad breath, stained teeth, appetite loss, and swelled gums. Join now! Remember that the more sticks you puff, the more chances of easy winning. Fabulous prizes await you, and you can also be a lucky winner. Please claim your prize at the nearest funeral parlor. Okay. So, it's up to you. It's your choice, okay? Sabi nga, you can do anything, but not everything is good for you. Okay, but you know what? There are some things that are not just good for you. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, some things are not just good for you. You know, one of them is sexual immorality. Okay? So don't get me wrong. Okay? Sexual immorality is different from sex. Sex is okay. Alright? Huh? Yung mga iba, sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, I like your church. Okay? Okay, so, sex is okay. It is designed by God. Si God yung gumawa niyan. And He designed it for you to do it in the context of marriage. So when you do it in the context of marriage, then it becomes beautiful. But if not, then it is what you call sexual immorality. Yun yung hindi okay. Ang tanong, Pastor Dan, hindi naman ako nakikipag-sex. So it means I'm not committing sexual immorality. You know what? You don't have to commit sex for you to have sexual immorality. Maybe for some of you, just looking at a woman lustfully, that is already sexual immorality. Maybe for some of you, just visiting the internet and going to those sites, that is already sexual immorality. For some of you, just, you know, flirting and you just, you know, having this kind of relationship friend with benefit, yung kaibigan mo, okay? Akala niya kaibigan kanya. Yung pala, you're just flirting with her. Ginagamit mo lang yung relationship na friendship. Yung pala, flirtship. Diba? So, you are already committing sexual immorality. Okay? And you know what? Because of sexual immorality, kaya may mga rape. Kaya merong mga early pregnancy. Kaya merong mga, ano, mga abortion. Why? It starts with that word, sexual immorality. When you put sex outside the boundary of marriage, it only should be enjoyed, okay, in the context of marriage. Pero pag nilabas mo siya sa marriage, alright, then yun na yung effect niya, negative effects. Maybe for some of you, hindi mo pa ginagawa, pero it's a good thing that you're hearing this because ayaw mong dumating yung time na tsaka mong pa siya maririnig pag nagawa mo na. I hope that for some of you, na maybe hindi ka pa ganon, huwag mo nang subukan. Okay? Now that you're hearing this, it's good that you'll be able to apply this. And eventually, when you get married, okay, yung asawa mo, blessed na blessed sa'yo. Kasi hinintay mo siya. Na ngayon pa lang, alam mo na, na balang araw, gagawin mo siya with that special someone. Hindi mo pa siya kilala ngayon, pero hinintay mo siya. So on the night that after you, the pastor would tell you, okay, you know, kiss the bride, or the priest would tell you, you know, kiss the bride, alam mo na yun yung regalo mo sa kanya, hinintay mo siya. Hindi mo siya pinagpalit kung ano man, kahit kayo naman cheap na lalaki at babae dyan. Kasi alam mo na hinintay mo. Hindi mo nilabas yung sex sa boundary ng marriage. You know, the picture of sex outside marriage, it is like a chocolate-coated poop. Okay? O kaya, tae na may coating na chocolate. Okay? Sa Tagalog. Bakit? Di ba yung chocolate, ang sarap? Okay? Ganon din yung sex kapag ka hindi siya sa marriage ginawa. Okay? Masarap lang siya sa una. Okay? Sa unang couple of minutes or times. Pero as you go deeper, okay, habang ginagawa mo siya, okay, parang hindi na masarap. Ay, tae na pala. Di ba? Ganon din yun. Okay, maybe for some people who have tried this already outside marriage, okay, probably they enjoyed it at first. But they know in their hearts that they have guilt feeling. Hindi mo pwedeng matanggal yun. You know, that's the beauty when you have sex, okay, inside marriage. Because there is no guilt because it's from God and you're pleasing God. And you know what? I hope again, I'm pleading with you, I'm begging you, okay, na sana antayin yung tamang time, antayin yung tamang oras for you to do it with the right person at the right time. Maybe you are with the right person now, pero hindi pa tama yung oras kasi hindi pa nga kayo kasal. Kasi mga grade 6 pa lang kayo, di ba? Eh, tama na talaga, Pastor, eh. Grabe siya talaga. Grade 6 na kami, alam na namin to, di ba? Hindi, okay? Sana mag-graduate muna kayo. Magtrabaho muna kayo. If you're a woman, and there's this guy who keeps on texting you, and you know, bombarding you with so many love quotes, di ba? Droga ka ba? Mga ganon. Kasi, nakaka-addict eh, di ba? Ang sagot mo sa kanya, droga ka ba? Kasi nira mong buhay ko, di ba? Mga ganon. So, basically, if you're that kind of woman, there's this man who keeps on bombarding you. Kinukulit ka. Tapos hindi pa tama yung oras. Okay? Alam mo na hindi pa tama yung time. At alam mo rin na alam niya na hindi pa tama yung time pero minamadali ka niya. Get away as fast as you can from that person. You know what? That guy or that woman, kung babae man yung nagbobombard sa'yo, honey. Di ba? Babaliktad pala, lala, babae na, no? That person is a jerk. Okay? Ayaw niya yung best for you. Gusto niya ngayon na. But why? Because hindi niya nakikita yung importance. And I hope that you will fight for that. Fight for your relationship, okay, with God. Here are some common lies about sex. Okay? Some people think that sex leads to marriage. Okay lang yan. Balang araw naman, tayo rin eh. Diba? Okay lang yan. Balang araw naman, ikakasal din tayo, gawin na natin ngayon. Para pag kinasal tayo, you know, we're so sanay na, di ba? So, it will lead to marriage. Pero, this is a lie. Eh, paano kung hindi pala siya yung mapapangasawa mo? Paano pag kinasal ka sa iba, eh, binigay mo na sa kanya yung sa una. Okay? Eh, di, tira-tira na lang dun sa taong para pala dapat sa'yo. Di ba? Eh kung kayo naman talaga, eh paano kung kami talaga? Eh ba't ninyo pwedeng gawin after ng kasal? Bakit kailangan ngayon? Diba? Sigurado ka ba na galing kay Lord yan? At kung galing kay Lord yan, hindi dapat piniplease, dapat hindi niya dinidisplease si Lord. If it's from God, it should be pleasing God. Another lie is, sex leads to intimacy. Kapag naginawa niyo siya, mas magiging close kayo. Yung araw-araw ka lang kinusigina. Sige na, tagal ko na naniligaw sa'yo. Di ba, ligaw pa lang pala, gusto na, ganun na, no? Nako, jerk yan, ibig sabihin. Di ba? It will lead you to intimacy. It's wrong. You know, there are a lot of relationships, men and women, who did this, and after that, they thought they will be more intimate. But eventually, ang nangyari iba. Yung girl, mas naging demanding na. Dapat gusto ko to, gusto ko niyan. Kasi binigay niya na eh. So, dapat ibigay mo rin sa kanya lahat. Kaya si guy na frustrate, naghiwalay sila. Okay? It will never lead to intimacy. Why? Because first and foremost, it's a sin. That's why it will never lead to intimacy. Pangatlo, safe sex exists outside of marriage. Okay lang naman. Kahit na gawin namin siya, pero we're gonna use a contraceptive. Magkocondom kami, magpipills, para naman hindi mabuntis. Kung yun lang yung purpose nyo, di ba, it's so cheap. You know what? There is no condom for the heart. Makipag-relationship ka, okay, mag-contraceptive ka, pero you can never change the fact that that thing that you did affected you already. There is no contraceptive for your heart. Another lie is everybody is doing it. Lahat naman ginagawa na eh. Pati kayong mga aso sa kanto, di ba? Ginagawa rin siya. Ang tanong, aso ba kayo? Di ba? Ang aso tumatay lang kahit saan. Ganun ba kayo? You know what? It doesn't mean that everybody is doing it. You have to do it. Sometimes, even if you're the only person that will stand for your conviction for God, it's okay, I tell you, it's just so, you know, worthy talaga. Yung feeling when you do it, when you fight for it. You know, and me and my relationship with my wife, you know, I'm proud to say that we first kissed each other on our wedding day. Wow! Yung iba naman, di ba? Di ba naman, ganun naman talaga? Kunwari pa kayo, no? Okay, that is our first kiss ever. We never kissed, okay, before the wedding. And kaya nga nung simula ng wedding, hindi na ako mapakali. Parang tagal ko itong inantay, Lord. Ang tagal. Okay, si Pastor Mark, minapatagal pa. Pero, you know what? It was worthy. When we first kissed, there was no guilt. Everyone was, ang weird doon, everyone was watching us. And yun yung first namin. Di ba usually yung iba pag first tinatago? Di ba doon si Ayam ng Puno? Sa sinihan na madilim sa dulong-dulo, di ba? O kaya yung iba, kahit papel na lang, di ba? Pero you know what? It was really weird because we did it in front of everyone, but there was no shame. Why? Because we were right with God, first and foremost. And of course, yung first na honeymoon namin, yung sex namin, I'm not ashamed to say this because we were married already. Okay, when we did it. And there was no guilt. And akala niyo picture? Kinabahan din ako dun. Paano mo kami mga pinopost? Anyway, pinagpawisan ako dun. Anyway, another lie, not just that everybody is doing it, another lie is, it is just physical. Sex is just, or it's only physical. Okay lang. Actually, unti lang naman mawawala, pero it's just physical. Okay, you can do it with anyone, and nothing is gonna happen. Okay? And maybe you're a guy, siyempre, wala namang mawawala sa lalaki, yun yung lagi nilang sinasabi, wala namang mawawala eh. Lalaki naman ako eh. Kung babae, meron, pero kung lalaki, wala. So, it's just physical. So, it's just okay to do it. You know what? If it's just physical, tell these things. Sabihin mo to, na physical lang yan sa mga tao, na sa mga batang namolest siya. Lalaki man ang babae. Tell this to rape victims. Tell this to people na naging victim ng human trafficking. Tell these things, okay, dun sa mga na-gang rape. Tapos nag-iiyak siya sa'yo, tapos ang arte mo is just physical. Sex lang yun, ka ba? You know what? More than that, more than physical, I believe sex is just more than physical. First and foremost, it was created by God. That's why I would say it's also spiritual. You know, you please God when you do it with your wife. Since he was the one who designed it. So you do it with your wife, and I tell you, you're pleasing God. In verse 13, yung shinare ko kanina, 1 Corinthians, it says there, food, okay, is for the stomach. Okay? Sometimes, we also use this context to sex. Okay, ang food, laging kapartner niya, stomach, ang stomach, food. Hindi po ba ganun din yung sex? Sex, body, body, sex? Basically, it's not. Okay? You know what? Our body, it says in verse 13, it is made, okay, for us to worship and honor God. Our body was designed to worship the Lord. Okay, yun yung design ng body natin. Every time you do something with your body, ask yourself, am I worshiping God? Am I pleasing God with what I'm doing? With my hands, everything that you do with your hands, are you pleasing God? With your eyes, everything that you put in your mind, are you pleasing God? How much more if you're having sex, not with your wife or husband, are you pleasing God? You know, basically, it is designed to honor God. Romans 12, 1-2, it says there, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You know, when you do sex outside marriage, this is the picture. Okay? When you are having sex with someone that is not your wife or husband, okay, the bed that you're using becomes your altar. And you, whether you're a woman or a man, you are the sacrifice. And the person that you're having sex with is your God. So basically, every time you do sex, not with your wife or husband, you are telling that person that siya yung Diyos mo. Because it is not supposed to please your partner. It is first and foremost supposed to please God. Kasi siya yung gumawa nun. So when you're doing it just to please your partner, then you're telling that partner, mas mahalaga pa siya kaysa kay Lord. That's the picture every time you do it. And you know, there's this theory that criminologists created. They call this theory a broken glass theory. And you know, this broken glass theory, they made a study that places na medyo magulo, yung places na medyo hindi orderly, okay, medyo mas mataas yung crime rate. As compared to places that are well kept, okay, yung medyo maayos na lugar, okay, meron silang lower crime rate. Why? Because for that other place na medyo magulo, okay, iniisip ng mga tao na okay lang naman magkalat. Okay lang naman magnakaw. Kasi magulo naman na eh. Patapon ka pa ng sa basurahan, eh may mga basura nga sa daanan. So okay lang magtapon, okay lang pasukin tong bahay na to. Okay lang basagin yung salamin kasi basag naman na yung iba eh. As compared to the other place, which is mas maayos, nahihiya sila magkalat. At wala rin mga nagnanakaw sa mga bahay because it is well kept and very orderly. You know, sad to say that today, nowadays, a lot of people see themselves as the first one. Yung ano, yung magulo. Kaya okay lang sa kanila. Sige, gamitin mo ako. Dati naman, ginamit na ako eh. Sige, saktan mo lang ako kasi dati naman, ilang beses na ako nasaktan, bali wala na yan eh. They see themselves as that. Okay lang, mababoy, nababoy naman na dati eh. Okay lang gawin to, ginawa naman na dati. Okay lang, i-treat ka like a trash. Because ganun naman na yung tingin mo sa sarili mo. Ganun ka na. Okay lang na i-treat ka ng ganun. You know what? Yeah, I believe that in one point in our life, we feel like we are a trash because of the sins that we have committed. And basically, I myself, I felt the same way. I felt that I am a trash, I am nobody, I am unworthy because of the sins I have committed. But you know what? God changed me. I realized that God died for me, that He paid for my sins. Binayaran ni Lord yung mga kasalanan ko. And that is why even if my past was just so dirty and my mind is just, hindi ko ma-explain, you know what? It's all been paid for. My worth is not on the things that I've done before, but my worth is in God already. Ngayon, ang picture ko na is ako na yung mas maayos. And I hope that you will realize that. That you will not let other people judge you. That you will not let other people treat you like a trash. Why? Because God paid your sins already. Binayaran na ni Lord lahat ng kasalanan mo. Sa mata ni Lord, hindi ka na madumi. So don't let other people treat you that way. If you're a woman here, and it's just okay for you to be in a relationship na MU, tapos you're not in a commitment, pero umaasa ka na bala. You know what? You don't deserve that. You are a God's princess. Princesa ka ni Lord. When He died for you, He was thinking of you. He was thinking that one day, you will feel like you're a trash, but because of what He will do, you will realize you're worthy. You're worthy to be waited. Dapat sa'yo inaantay. Dapat sa'yo nire-respeto. Dapat sa'yo hindi minamadali at pinipilit. You're supposed to be respected. Why? Because you are so precious in the eyes of God. I hope that you will realize your worth. I hope that you will realize that sa sobrang ginawa sa'yo ni Lord, ganun ka worthy yung naging ikaw. Yung sin mo before, pinatawad na ni Lord lahat yun. If you have committed this sin before, sex or immorality, God paid for that when He died on the cross. That is why you don't have to live like that. You don't have to let other people treat you like a trash. You should see yourself more than that. You know, every time you let other people or you see yourself a trash, you are insulting God. It's like you're telling God, Lord, walang kwenta yung ginawa mo. Kasi okay lang na ganituhin pa rin nila ako. Okay lang na mabuhay pa rin ako ng ganito. You know what? Even for men, I hope that you will treat women with respect. with absolute purity. It says in 1 Timothy even, wala dyan, that treat younger women as your sister and older women as your mother. Okay? Kung yun yung sinabi sa Bible, bakit may iba sa atin kinikiss nyo? Yung sister nyo? Ganun ba kayo sa bahay nyo? Oy, sister, bye-bye, kiss kita sa lips, di ba? Ay, sister, hi, hug kita. Okay, hawakan ko yung katawan mo. Di ba? Ganun ka ba sa bahay nyo? Yung nanay mo, ba ginaganun mo? Di ba? Maalis na ako, kiss mo na lips to lips, ma. Wala namang ganun, di ba? You don't do that with your own mother or with your own sister. That's why you don't do that with your friends. Okay? Yung mga meron na binigay sa inyo, Lord, you should treat them with absolute purity and with respect. And I hope as men, you will act as if you're a man. Dapat mag-act ka as a man. Not just physically, not just outwardly, but even with your ways and actions. You should be patient. Kung meron ka ng gusto ngayon, ipag-pray mo kay Lord. And wait on that perfect time that God will give you. And I tell you, it's just worth it. Okay, kahit sabihin ng mundo, bakla ka yata, hindi mo naman kayang gawin yan eh. You know what? Yun yung sinabi ng mundo. Pero ikaw, choose to please God. Lord, I'm gonna please you. Lord, whatever the society is telling me, my family, my friends telling me, I'm gonna please you, Lord. Because you deserve it. You deserve to be worshipped. You deserve to be praised. Dapat ganon. I hope that all of us will just understand who God is in our lives. You know, before I close, there's this painting I want to show you, or drawing. You know, basically, humong here, you would be able to say na kaya mo ring gayahin yan. Kaya mong mag-drawing ng ganyan. Meron ba? Hindi nyo kaya? Hirap ba? Medyo complicated, di ba? Okay, sino sa inyo rito, kaya mo, hindi naman sa nagmamayabang ka, pero you're just secured na kaya mo pang gumawa ng mas maganda dyan. Okay, hindi ka nagmamayabang, sinasabi mo lang yung totoo. Okay? And you know what? That drawing, probably, I don't know the value, but it would cost more than 1,000,000 pesos. At kung ikaw, sa tingin mo, bibilin mo ba yan for 1,000,000? Basically, not. But if you will just know who made this, who draw this, okay, sasabihin mo, ah, kaya pala, pwede. You know what, who made this? It's Pablo Picasso. Okay? It was made by him, one of the greatest artists, okay, of all time. And he made this. And maybe for some people, this is not worthy of $1,000,000. But since it was made by Picasso, then it became worthy. It became sobrang mahal. You know what? We were made by God. More than Picasso, we were made by God. It says in the Bible, we were created in His own image. That is how precious we are. If this is $1,000,000, since God made you, I would say that you are priceless. That your price cannot be summed. Why? Because you were made by God. For God, you are the best. And kahit ano pang sabihin ng tao, ay, okay lang, yan naman siya. O yung buhay niya, ganyan. Ito yung past niya. Ito yung pinanggalingan niyang background. You know what? As long as God looks at you, sobrang precious. As long as God treats you and you just know that your worth is in God, kahit ano pang sabihin ng ibang tao, you will just worship God because you know your worth. And I plead with you tonight, I hope that you will just know your worth. That your worth is in God. And as you know your worth, I hope that hindi mo sasayangin yung buhay mo. Aantayin mo yung tamang time. And you will do everything, whatever it takes, whatever it costs you, just to worship and honor God. Can we all bow our heads and let us all pray? Lord, thank you, God, for we are precious and we are priceless because, Lord, you made us. We were created in your own image. And Lord, because of that, Lord, kahit ano pa yung nangyari sa amin, God, Lord, we would always understand and realize that you died for us. We don't have to feel unworthy or worthless anymore because of what you have done for us.